just listening to y'all movement, listen to your music, I understand that you lost your moms too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you all, you know what I'm saying, you know, condolences to that, but it's some gang mothers give us that's way different from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what's some important game that she gave y'all that you want to be sure you instill in your kids?
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. There's no situation out there that's worth dwelling on to where it takes you away from reality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, we all run into trials, tribulations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got shit that we can control.
Mm-hmm.
And we got shit that we just got to leave it to God and say, yo, I trust you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep it moving. And there's always some, no matter what you think you're going through,
mm-hmm.
yeah. somebody out there going through something way worse than you.
Absolutely.
Facts.
So think about that.
Be grateful.
You don't want to be in a position where you could put your problems down and pick up somebody else's. Because you could pick up something that's crazy.
Right.
Somebody going through.
That ain't what you want to gamble.
Right. You right. Know yeah.
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 So keep it moving, man. Don't dwell on it.
Right.
Just find a way. Find a, my mother, she should be like, yo, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Figure it out, yo.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't trying to think your way through it.
Right.
Write it down.
Mm.
Once you write it down and put it on paper, it's final. So a lot of the things that we experiencing right now,
yeah,
we wrote it down years ago.
Like manifesting.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, but when I say years ago,
yeah,
years ago.
It's God timing, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, she up Absolutely. There on our behalf.
That's fine.
Making it happen.
For sure.
And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we down here just trying to, you know, walk a straight path and do it the right way and, you know, keep our head on the right path, man, because, you know, it can get dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I've done some things like she like, man, this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, what is he doing?
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Like, I want to smack him in the
yeah,
back
I'm
of his head.
Smack, get yo, dark, you know what I mean?
But let yourself celebrate.
Yeah.
Get dark.
Yeah.
Let yourself that album.
Mm.
He was in a dark space at that when recording that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can hear it.
Yeah.
And we go listen to it. And it's like, psh,
yeah.
You know? And, you know, it has some light in there too. Like even in the dark, there's light.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And we still tap into that. So
yeah,
you know, that's one thing she instilled in us is that when she's yo, if that's what y'all want to do, then do it.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
That Nobody in y'all way but y'all.
That was one.
Right.
That was one of the last messages she gave us.
Yeah.
Yo, that's fire.
You know what I'm saying? Like yo,
word.
If you want to do music, do it. That was the last message.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She was a dancer. She was musically inclined too, but she had another way to attack the music. She was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Ballet.
Ooh.
You know? So.
That takes some dedication to learn that craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different craft.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's fire. And y'all kept it moving. And y'all still moving. And it don't stop, man.
No.
You know, that's why I like what you guys doing. And that's also is. How y'all keeping it moving is unique compared to, you know, others I've seen in these same spaces. So I'm along with that same sentiment to keep it moving, man. Like, cause it's just dope to see. And I appreciate when I see some people that don't mind putting in that work. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you get bumps on the way. My daughter tell me, this is what she tell me. Like, you know, she's only 3 years old. She was like, Dad, I fell down. I said, did you get up? She's like, yeah. I said, that's what matter. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's what matter. You got up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know you guys, y'all toured independently for like 3 years. How the hell, what does that look like and how does that even come together?
So it's like rental cars and oodles and noodles.
Yeah, bro. Rental cars and oodles and noodles, bro.
Wow.
And one night at hotels and leaving.
Whole night, not yeah.
Sleeping but, in the car.
I mean, for you know how we put it together, we was dealing with Fleet DJs at that time.
Mm,
which shout is out a, Fleet DJs,
a national coalition.
For sure.
Double XL, what up?
Shout out to Double XL. Shout out to DJ RL. Shout out to DJ
Malone.
No Frills.
Mm.
Shout out to Frills, DJ Malone. Yo, the list goes on and on. Bro.
Yeah, that's fire.
You know what I'm saying? So all of those people were in different markets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I believe we linked up with Double XL first.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, I think we linked up with Double XL first. And Double XL connected us with different DJs in different markets.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out as a payola thing.
Gotcha.
Right? And it's like, yo, we ain't going to be able to pay this guy. Like, mm-hmm. yo, like, what the f-? Mm-hmm. So we linked up with
RL.
RL.
Which Shout was out DJ RL.
XL on the West Coast.
Got you.
RL is on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, we could reach out, touch RL. Pause. Right. You know what I'm saying? So reached out to him. You know what I'm saying? We was already connected with the Hype magazine. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So we just literally just reached out to the different DJs that we had in those markets and was like, hey, we want to go on a promo tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like we was performing at all of these spots. Some spots we performed, some spots we just did interviews.
Right.
It was like a meet and greet media run mm-hmm. for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
That was the first two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was the first two. And then the third time, we was rocking.
We rocked all the way through.
All the way through.
We laid the groundwork down for 2 years, though.
The third one was straight, like, festivals, and it just started off with, like, 2 dates.
Yeah.
Then it was, like, 3.
Yeah.
4.
Wow. Once you learn how to do that, it's easy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, going on an independent tour is not hard.
Right.
It's not hard, bro.
It's tedious.
You need a rent. It's tedious because you got to line the shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, bro, lock in some dates.
Mm-hmm.
Lock in some dates that work for you,
mm-hmm.
that work for the people you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Get a rental car, book a hotel.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it's really that simple.
Right.
But when you think of tour, it's so like, because we looking at tours on another. We looking at
right.
these guys do tours, and we like, man, they on tour. It's like, bro, we did that shit in the rental car, just us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just us. I think A went with us one time.
To Atlanta.
Yeah, A went with us. But for the most part.
Or was it Orlando?
Nah,
A went. Because RL was in Florida.
Yeah.
So A went with us to Florida.
A went with us to Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
And we toured all over Florida. Like, right. We went from Georgia. We went as far up as Baltimore.
Mm.
And we went all the way down to Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when we got to Florida, because RL was in Florida, bro, we hit mad different markets in Florida. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it's not hard. It's easy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We overthink things sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
And people want to skip steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
And we take what you give us.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
If you say, yo, look, I ain't got no show, but I could get y'all in the radio station.
Yeah.
We, I bet.
Yeah.
We'd come all the way out there for that.
And you got to expect, you got to have an open mind to when things don't go as well.
Cause shit go left.
Often. You get all the way out there and it's like, yeah, man, they on some bullshit.
Word.
And it's like, all right, well, what we about to do? How we gonna make the best of this situation?
Right.
And we figure it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we don't leave without anybody knowing who the foundation is.
Right.
And that was the main thing.
We sat down, we got out there to Orlando with RL. And shit went left.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and got something to eat and we sat down with RL and we said, all right, who do you have contact with right now that you could get to right now? He was like, yo, I could talk to this person. We did a club appearance.
Mm. Yeah.
We got all the way backstage, on stage. I don't even think motherfuckers in the crowd knew we was even up there.
Mm-hmm.
But we got the footage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It went all for nothing.
Took what we got.
Yeah.
And put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's all perception.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we just take what we could get and we put it together. We put the pieces together. And then eventually things going to come together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to believe that eventually it's all going to work out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it did.
Yeah. And that's so crazy.
And it is doing it right now.
Right. And that leads me to one of my favorite tracks, By Any Means.
Oh, yeah.
It matched so much with what you're saying, you know what I'm saying, right now. Just pushing forward by any means, y'all. Y'all went up there, something go left. All right, what can we make out of this situation? And that's something like everyone that's tuning in, you got to really pay attention to, because those are major gems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to spaz out because something don't go the way you thought it was going to go.
Nobody want to do business with you no more.
Right.
Exactly. You know make a nigga think like, all right, bro, we understand.
Yeah.
Let's relax.
Let's figure it out.
Okay. What can we do now?
Yeah.
Let's put it together.
Because we're here.
Right.
Yeah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we going to do? We came out here for this.
Right.
We here. Like,
do something.
We ain't about to drive 10 hours back home because this ain't happened.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Let's make some phone calls.
Facts.
And, we got with iHeart.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which was like spur of the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They was like, ah, yeah, bring them through. Yeah.
Right.
They was up there chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. You just be surprised, you know, when one door closed, another door
opens. It's all in your energy, bro.
Yeah.
You get into a situation like that and you respond negative, you're going to get a negative response.
Right.
You respond with positivity, doors will start opening. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's you got to stay level-headed. You got to be positive. And like you say, just got to believe this shit is going to work.
Yeah.
Regardless to what fork
in the road,
what get thrown in your way, you got to realize, like, yo, all right, this shit going to work. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's chess.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's chess. It's not checkers. You know what I'm saying?
And so, that goes your and by
any
mean,
and by any means, it's something that we had to fight through as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, being in the situation when we was recording that song, like, we had just got an accident, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both got stitches. We all fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the pain and what you hear in that music is us getting through something. You know what I'm saying? And that's just who we are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, a lot of people that we've been doing this shit with ain't even doing it no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so for us to still be going, like, we gotta be fighting through something.
Yeah.
He's done fell off.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bro. I mean,
life done came knocking at the door. Some of you, you niggas had to pay some bills.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
we still going. Foundation.
Hey, man.
Alleyway to Broadway.
Humbly.
Yeah. Humbly, though.
Bro.
But we see you.
Like, it's real humbly, talk.
You
though.
Know?
You know what I'm
and we, and, you know what I'm saying? We lived a whole life during this.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
We lived a whole life.
Yeah.
We took some time and put it to the side.
Right.
And coached you football.
Mm. Yeah.
Back to your original.
And got a ring.
Yeah, we won it. We together.
Right.
I was the offensive coordinator. He was the head coach.
With a team that's known out here.
With a team that's like.
Yeah.
It's a group of kids that is like.
It's a group of kids.
That's playing high school ball right now.
Dope.
All over Greensboro.
The foundation coached them.
All
got one thing in common.
All over Greensboro, bro.
A ring.
I'm talking about Grimsley, Page, Smith, Dudley, whatever. Like, these schools, Southeast. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all got ties to kids that play on them teams that we sitting back like.
And watching them.
And they watch, and they, but they ain't even know who we were. At that time.
You never broadcast.
We never broadcast. We was just their coaches.
Yeah.
They never knew who we were. And now it's like, sometimes go on Instagram, they like, yo, you saw us little such and such in our stories.
They don't
shit,
even
what?
Realize that we
you know
was
I mean?
Doing
we was doing
this
that. Yeah,
before or, that.
Before that.
We took time and put this to the back.
Yeah.
But still was doing it.
Still was doing it. Yeah.
And put some time into some kids that we wanted to be great.
Yeah,
right.
And we took them somewhere where now they got something to lean on in the future.
Yeah,
they know what greatness feels like.
Right.
And they got something that'll motivate them seeing what we do.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to the summer 2022.
Yeah.
Know who you is.
Spring
2022.
Yeah.
You know who you is.
Yeah, shout out to
You.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Keep being great.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Being great.
For sure.
Those guys.
Those are bros.
Yeah. But that's what's up. That's fire though. Now I'm gonna pivot a little bit. I'm gonna come on a couple current events I wanna get y'all thoughts on. Have y'all seen these like videos of Young Thug conversations leaking online from jail with these chicks? Are y'all familiar with that?
I've seen maybe like one or two.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I really don't. I mean, you know.
I give you a breakdown. So, I bet. So, the first one that leaked, like, I don't know how these jail calls and videos are being leaked, but we'll talk about that too. But, you know, he got a chick already named Mariah the Scientist, a little light-skinned chick or whatever.
Yeah. She's fire.
Yeah, and he got a different one was in the jail talking to him that looked like a Mariah the Scientist Jr.
In the jail?
Yeah, she was in the jail talking to him on.
Oh, she was on.
She was looking through the wall.
Not in the jail.
I mean, no, so that's not in the jail?
She came in the jail.
Like the window, and then on the phone.
Oh, all right, you're talking about that in the jail. Not in the jail.
Nah.
All right.
Yeah, she's there, though.
Hey, chill.
See? That's some inside shit. I can tell.
Chill. You said in the jail, so I'm like, what the? Wait, in the jail?
Oh.
Hey, yo. Nah. They was through the window.
Yeah, in the window. So he talking to the other chick in the window. She's just saying, like, how you the only person I want, whatever, and all this stuff like this.
Yeah.
But she's currently Devin Haney's baby mother.
Okay, I just recently saw something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's so Devin Haney? Oh, the boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of.
Chill out.
Right.
That's Devin Haney.
But you know, Thugger can't do nothing no more. He's done. He can't play around no more.
Man, I ain't trying to get nobody in trouble.
Right.
Thug is Thug.
Right.
Period.
At least he stays solid.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least he stays solid.
Yeah, and then they came out with a video with him talking to Mariah the Scientist where.
She's fire.
She was talking about, what was she talking about in that video? Oh, she was talking about the Diddy thing, how he got caught on tape or whatever.
What?
But, yeah. How he got caught.
Hey, yeah. Yo. Hey,
was caught on tape beating up on Cassidy. So.
Mighty is the fall.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, but man. I think it's crazy how these jail calls are getting leaked. I feel like they are worse than like TMZ. And I think also what they up to is trying to make Mariah turn on him to try to get some dirt on him for the case.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping she don't fall for it. Cause they do that all the time. They'll go put some dirt in your old
lady.
But
the jail calls are done already.
Who, Mariah the Scientist?
Yeah, all those, cause Thug is out.
Yeah, he out.
So all those calls are like old.
But the thing about what you need to understand is you have no rights behind there.
That's true.
Right.
You have nothing.
Yeah.
So he don't own the rights to none of that.
Yeah.
So if somebody come with the right ticket to that warden or whoever's doing, because the warden got it, that all that shit is through the warden.
Yeah.
It ain't through, because you got to understand, it's all video. It's all recordings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there's nobody standing there recording them talk. That shit is going through a mic. While they on, and they calls are being recorded on the back end.
For sure. You
understand what I'm saying? So whoever's sitting at the top is like, we own that.
And they profiting from
it. And they selling that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But that's the risk you run when you get behind that wall and who you is.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That he's a somebody behind the wall.
Right.
It's a price on that recording.
Indeed.
How much is it? You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's pocket money. I don't care about that.
Right.
It's pocket money. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it is, you know.
It's a dirty game, though, man. It's like, game.
Yeah. In a lot of prisons, it's privately owned. So they don't have any rules. Nobody governs them.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You got a privately owned prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, a celebrity, comes to your prison.
Right.
He on the phone. You going to say, hey, yo, I want to get all of such and such calls, I want them.
Yeah.
Send them to me.
Yeah.
The people who work for you going to send them to you.
Yeah.
You get them.
Transaction.
TMZ.
How much you got? Yeah.
All right. I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
It's pocket money.
Yeah.
Even if he ain't talking about nothing.
Right. It's going to go viral, period.
Even if he ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah.
It's the fact that he on the phone.
Yeah.
That's what you risk when you get behind that wall. You don't got no privacy. You got no rights.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. moral of the story is don't do nothing to get behind that wall.
Yeah, stay out of it.
I mean, I think they just trying to keep the narrative in a negative space.
Yeah.
With that stuff. You know, he out.
They want him on something, so he can jaywalk and he's going back.
I mean, the stipulations and everything that in which he's out on is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's not going to go back. It's over.
You think so?
The ride, all that wild shit, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done. He's not doing anything. He's not going to jeopardize the bag. Yeah. He's not dumb. He's a smart nigga. He ain't dumb. He's not going to jeopardize the bag. He can't do nothing, but he's not going to. He don't want to be around it no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's seen how loyal everybody was.
It wasn't much loyalty.
Exactly. So now what matters? Right. Secure your family, secure the back.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
But creating a negative narrative is something that could be in the way of that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I think that's what they want to do. They want to keep everything... You know what I'm saying? To get in the way of him actually.
And don't forget.
Turning a new leaf or whatever.
He could have something to do with that shit leaking too.
That's true too. Because.
How would he get the footage?
Because it's privately owned. He could pay for it.
Privately owned.
You know what I'm saying? If it's private, we don't know that.
The right people get in touch with the right people.
We don't know that. But yeah, if the right people get in touch with the right people, it's like it's a money grab and it's like, all right. Yo, let's get that because we need some publicity.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's definitely giving publicity.
Yeah, so it's like, yo, let's, so much, let's, man. Let's get it's that. Crazy. Like, yo, it's so much manipulation in this game.
A lot.
Like, once you start really learning and getting behind the scenes and you're seeing how much this shit is really manipulated.
Yeah.
For the people who don't know shit about it.
Right.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? That is very well
these people
can
be
an option.
That shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very well an option. You know, because it's PR.
Right.
Regardless.
You know what I'm saying?
Negative publicity is still publicity.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, it is. It is.
That's it don't fact. Matter what they talk about as long as they talking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So
that's a fact, man. Now, I did also want to get into this whole thing they got. I don't know if you heard Joe Budden. Is he a Jersey guy or is he New York?
Jersey. Joe Budden is Jersey.
So I heard Joe Budden talking about the whole Drake and Kendrick Lamar thing. He was saying like, yo, I went back and listened to the Family Matters joint, and this joint aging like wine or whatever. He was like, yo, this joint is fire. And they was talking about how, in actuality, his bars was, he was out barring what Kendrick did in the Not Like Us thing.
Who did Family Matters?
Drake did Family Matters.
Oh. All
right. So I don't know if y'all even really listened to him like that or not.
I mean,
but
I went back and I listened to all of them, but we only know they Not Like Us.
Got you. Yeah, I mean, because you know I feel like that was programmed. It seemed like Not Like Us was the only thing on the radio. I don't remember Drake, any of his songs being on the radio. How was that possible?
He didn't drop any commercial diss records for this time.
Yeah.
He just didn't drop. It wasn't nothing commercialized.
It was like all like bars.
It was just all like personal going at Kendrick.
Right.
It wasn't nothing. He didn't get a chance to because Not Like Us exploded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't get a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't thinking that far. You know what I'm saying?
Did Not Like Us explode, or was it one got pushed and the other didn't?
Nah, it exploded.
I feel like it got, I think, because I don't understand how that's the only one on the radio. That's the only thing that got me kind of perplexed.
But Family, could you put Family Matters on the radio?
I mean, I would listen to it. I mean, it's dope.
No, we're not talking about your personal feelings. We're talking about from a commercial standpoint.
Commercial standpoint?
Could you put Family Matters on the radio?
I mean, can put a track on the radio where he calls someone a pedophile, I'm sure you can put Family Matters up
but
there.
But if you don't know that they beefing, can Not Like Us be on the radio? Just the hook.
Just the hook, yeah, for sure.
Well, you listen to the hook.
For sure.
Because the lyrics, the verses don't get a song on the radio.
The hook.
The hook is what do it. Because people won't know your verse, but know your hook.
And who you are, and who's behind you.
Exactly. But so Family Matters, when you listen to it, can you, if I was to bring that to you, your radio station, would you put it on the radio?
If it's a diss track, I would listen to both. But like for
not
like
us
song,
don't
go,
you're not answering the question.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm talking about for what it is.
But because not like it's like us,
if it's a diss, you want to hear both on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for he's taking that factor out of it.
I'm taking that out of it.
He's okay. taking that factor out of it. You just not got like two, us. You get two songs, and you don't even know
nothing. You don't know what's going on.
Well, one is a song. One is like bars.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I wasn't on the radio.
If you're looking at it that way.
Yeah. That's why I wasn't on the radio. But when Drake was dissing me and he had back to back, those
was
were
like a song.
Songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, yeah. he got, what he should have did is take the same approach he took with Meek, with Kendrick. And like he would have been more in the conversation. But Kendrick took a page out of Drake's book and made us a single.
Yeah, it's definitely a single. A single went
it's
crazy.
It's a single, bruh.
Yeah.
Even if he take all the bars out of Drake out and he just left the hook and just wrote a whole nother two verses.
Yeah.
It's still a go.
Yeah.
Because everybody's singing it. They not like us. Mm-hmm. It's catchy.
It brings everyone in. Because, you know, you always want to sing like you are, you know, better than the opposition. It's a genius way to put it. You know, you're going to involve so many people in so many different scenarios.
I got mixed feelings about that whole thing, though, man.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like he put everybody in position. Put everybody on. I think they just, Drake.
I mean, he did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's kind of wow what happened. And I think when you peel back the layers, I really think that it's females related.
Probably.
Females started that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because females around niggas with the bag, and then they brought those females around niggas around a nigga with a bag.
Super bag, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And niggas got mad.
Yeah.
Because that's what they did. They brought their shorty to the party.
Right.
And Drizzy's there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a different type of loyalty.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel it all like spoiled over. And I think Kendrick is just somebody who was just waiting in the cut.
Oh, he was strategic from the beginning. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
But I listened to that whole thing and I think that Drake approach
so
to that was
I got a question.
He approached that battle. Wrong.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. So, and this is for both of you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So, do you think that beefs are strategically like planted?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I think certain people do right? beefs or like, say so, people's names.
It's like this, right? So,
album push.
So, right. So, you got, right? There's only but so many companies that own everything.
Right.
Right. So under those companies you might have a label. I got a label.
Mm-hmm.
Got a label. But we both answer to
facts.
One person. So if it's like you got an artist that's like he's a go. You know what I'm saying? And I got an artist. And I might come to you like, yo, we need to put it together and put him on a song and so I could push his album.
Yeah.
But this guy's like, nah, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because your artist is, he's on top, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of ego involved, right? So what if it's like, all right, you know what? We're going to put this agreement together
mm-hmm.
and we're going to make these niggas go at each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
You know what I'm saying? From a marketing standpoint.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So a lot of this shit could
he's
be.
Suing now.
I mean, they both answer to the same boss.
Yeah,
but he's you know suing them now.
Yeah,
he's trying to.
So no, he wasn't involved in that.
Right. I also think that because he's up on his contract, it was time for him to re up again. Yeah. So since they both report to the same boss, I feel like yo, they are pushing one more than the other because, like, yo, when it comes to negotiation time,
they lowered
I don't
value.
Want him to think he gonna get that 600 mil.
Yeah, they lowered
you know
his
saying?
Value.
Yeah, I think it was strategic.
Yeah,
from the bosses too.
Right,
you know what I'm
mean,
saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
to bring him down because everything he touched was gold. Everything he touched was
yeah.
He couldn't do no wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody was against him. Like when they got all that paper, like, look, yo, if we get just hold. Industry to be against them. It's gonna bring his market down. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of bread. It's not gonna be compared to what I'm gonna give Drake if he stays this hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But Drake don't need nobody to go sell out the arena, though.
Right, but still, it's negotiation time.
It's his lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's the lifestyle. Yeah. Now at this point, it's the lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you look at who he is, he don't need no, like, bro.
Not really. I think he was testing that, too. In the beef, he was dropping music on his own website thing.
Yeah.
Like, all those leaked footage and stuff. Mm-hmm. Putting that just like a death. Like, I think he was testing. Like, yo, I'm going to see how much I need y'all niggas.
He don't need them, bro.
Yeah.
Drake is a superstar.
Yeah. He got loyal fans.
He's a superstar, bro.
Yeah.
He's a superstar in Canada. Yeah. He's a superstar over here.
I mean, he got a tour in Australia that sold out within like a day.
He's a superstar. He's a superstar, bro.
It's crazy.
And that's with Kendrick calling him a pedophile.
Right.
He don't need nobody. It's the lifestyle.
He can sell out in Cali, you know, still.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Kendrick got spots sold out in Toronto in his tour with SZA.
They both juggernauts, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was inevitable. But it's something that had to happen for hip hop.
Yeah.
It was classic. And, you know, hey man, Drake, you gotta take an L and finish and get back to it.
Right, you know, right. Man? Keep it pushing.
Shit. Look at the Nas and Jay beef. Ether was crazy.
Right. But who ended up winning at the war?
You know what I'm saying?
A battle versus the war. It's a,
yeah.
It's a
you difference. Know what I'm saying? But Ether was crazy.
It was crazy.
You know what I mean? But Jay had to sit back and really, all right, let me put this together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it is what it is. Like, Drake, your next move going to be your best move.
For sure. For sure. All right, man, that's dope. So, yo, it was amazing chopping it up with y'all. Can you tell the people how they can follow you and how can they support the Foundation Movement?
Yo, we on all social media platforms. You can find us, The Foundation. That's DA Foundation. That's not THE. It's The Foundation. Or you can simply look up Alleyway to Broadway. Alleyway to Broadway, that's the movement, using the number 2. Pretty much, man, you know, you can find us on all platforms. Go check us out on the streaming platforms, man. We got albums out, you know what I'm saying? We looking to release another album. So, yeah, man, we working. We might be coming to a city near you, too, so... Sure. Just be on the lookout, man, because, you know, we moving. That's just in a nutshell what's going on over here, man. You know, everybody who been showing love, keep showing love.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who been quiet, stay quiet. Don't wake up a sleeping giant. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, we just having fun, bro. We having a lot of fun at this point.
Any artists want to work, reach out.
Yeah.
Anybody want to work, man, just reach out to us via Instagram, via Facebook, Malcaso, via Facebook, Move Smoover. There's also the Foundation Facebook and the Broadway ENT, you know what I'm saying, Facebook. So you want to work, reach out. Let's put it together.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you guys go for... Greensboro artists, North Carolina artists, whatever, and that goes for Jersey artists, whatever. Let's put it together.
Yeah, man.
You know, whoever you are, if you want to work, you know what I mean? Let's bring it to the table. Let's do something. Let's get it right.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, the music is fire. They definitely the Highest Point podcast stamped. I heard their music in the cross. I'm in my studio one night, and I heard their music in the next door, and I had to hit up my homie that's a producer. It's a mutual friend. I didn't even know. And I'm like, yo, who was that? That shit dope. Like, he's like, yo, you want me to introduce you? I'm like, for sure. I'm on the way. And we got him right here today. Absolutely. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely a stamped in supporter and fan of what you guys doing. I want you to just keep pushing, man. I love to see all the work put in.
Yeah.
So until next time, y'all hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.